people were came from the third son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So this how this progeny started. Now the point is here, why you should have discrimination because of the color of the skin? It doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down so many prophets, we will surprise, they were black complex. It comes in the riwayat, like, as I said, that Hadrat Adam alayhi salam was not white. Hadrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was black complex. He was from Egypt. Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, the only prophet of Allah with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used to speak directly, Kalimullah, he was not white. He was black and complex. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, the wise person, about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the whole surah in the Holy Quran, Surah Luqman. He was not white, he was black. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was not white, he was brown complex. Hazrat Hajra alayhi salam, the foremother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she was a princess of Egypt. Her father was a king of Egypt who made bad intention towards Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. We know the incident when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated from his native place towards Egypt, and this is what he used to do. So when he could not interfere with Sarah alayhi salam, Sarah alayhi salam made dua and he paralyzed. So he realized that Sarah alayhi salam is not an ordinary woman. So after three times he had intention towards her, bad intention, and he couldn't be succeeded in that intention. So eventually he asked pardon, forgiveness from Sarah alayhi salam. Sarah alayhi salam forgave him. So out of appreciation, he said, "You are very genius woman or very extraordinary woman. I respect you, I honor you. And because whatever bad intention I had towards you, I want to repent in a sense that I want to give you my daughter, princess, as your servant, as your maid." So that Hajar alayhi salam was a princess and was a daughter of the king of Egypt. So she was black complex, she was not white. So handed over to Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam, just to serve Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. And because Hazrat Ibrahim salam, Sarah alayhi salam could not bear any child, and Ibrahim salam was very old now, over 80 or 90 years old, according to different riwayat. So willingly, Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam said, "I am handing over my maid, my servant to you. You must set her free and get married to her." Then Hazrat Ibrahim salam got married to Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, and the incident happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the first child, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, through Hazrat Hajar. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go and drop them off in the Wadi Zizara, in the barren land of Makkah al-Mukarrama. He did it. So from there, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam did not come back to Egypt. She just remained there until she passed away. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam grown up, and he and the children, and Amalika, he got married to the one of the women of Amalika. And that's how the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is spread in the site around the Saudi Arabia peninsula. And from that progeny, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. So you can imagine how black complex had made a significant role in the history of Islam. And then come very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are so many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were also black complex. Hazrat Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, her original name was Baraka, and she played very significant role in upbringing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we know, Hazrat Amina, you know, passed away when he was only 4 years old. And at that time, when she was returning back from Yasri, from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama, on the way to a place called Abawa, she passed away. And at that time, in that journey, in that traveling suffer, Only Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was accompanying him. There was only three people: Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a small child, Hazrat Amina, the mother, and Umme Ayman. And on the way she passed away. So Hazrat Umme Ayman, before she passed away, she is handed over, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha handed over his beloved son, 4 years old boy, to Umme Ayman. That, oh Umme Ayman, I am going now, you to take care of my son and upbring him, and you are the mother of my son now. So you can imagine, and Umme Ayman was Habashi. She was from Abyssinia, slave. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib purchased her and handed over to his son Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how she became a household member of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since day one, before, prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was very close to this holy family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in her presence, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And as I said, when her mother passed away at the age of 4, she was the only one who took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that age all the way till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. She was still alive. She was alive in the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. She was alive in the time of Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then she passed away. So whole entire life Umme Ayman was taking care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the demise of his mother Hazrat Amina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to regard and call Umme Ayman as his mother, mother Umme Ayman. Right? So you can see the black person, how great a role she has played in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then come to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, as you know, what so many incidents of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her to Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, one of the very close sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mutabanna, adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at this, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala is that sahabi amongst all the sahaba, 124,000 sahaba, approximately, he was the only lucky one, fortunate one, whose name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Only one sahabi's name you can find in the Holy Quran, which is Hazrat Zayd. And he was black. You can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to demolish this complex of black and white. So, he was that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him to that extent, Allah has mentioned his name in the Holy Quran. Now, Hazrat Umme Ayman was married to Hazrat Zayd, and then he had this son with the name of Usama radiallahu ta'ala. Usama radiallahu ta'ala was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said in one of the hadith that I love Usama more than everybody else except my daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Meaning, I only love my Fatima radiallahu ta'ala most, but the second stage or second person to whom I love most is Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala. And he was just abroad in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah used to play with him and used to take care of him. He abroad him basically in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To that extent, my brothers, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you know this black complex was very high in the Arab society. The Arab leaders, the Quraysh, they just used to disregard and undermine these black people. They had no significance, they have no respect and honor for these black people. They used to treat them as a second person, as a property, as a slave. They never used to look at through the eyes of mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove this attitude from the mind of the people, that Islam doesn't allow you to discriminate because of the color of your skin. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he entered as a victorious, who was behind his camel? Was Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala. He was sitting behind him as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was entering as a victorious and conqueror of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the Ka'batullah first time as a victorious. He took Hazrat Usama with him to clean the house, Ka'batullah from inside. There was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and there was Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala. And then couple of other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, to show the people of Makkah who used to hate this black people, look at what honor and dignity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this black people. I am taking him with me as Rasulullah inside the Kaabatullah. The first honor to enter into the Kaabatullah were these two black people, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu. And to show the whole of people of Makkah, Rasulullah purposely commanded Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, after cleaning Kaabatullah from inside, removing all the idols and statues from inside, cleaning the Kaabatullah with the water of Zamzam, then he said, "O Bilal, you climb up on top the roof of the Kaabatullah and give the azan from there, so people can see you. There is no discrimination in Islam." So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was hesitated. This house of Allah, who can imagine the house of Allah, the Kaabatullah, who dared to climb on top of the roof of Kaabatullah, house of Allah. But Rasulullah insisted, and now I want to break down this attitude from the people of the Quraysh and Makkah, that there is no superiority because of the color of the skin. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was forced to climb up onto the roof of the Kaabatullah, and there he gave the azan. And when every person of Makkah was watching it, what's happening? This is first time we see someone is climb up onto the house of Allah and giving the azan. Now, that was the dignity granted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, my brothers, I don't have time to go. There are so many Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and there are so many. The first martyr of the Battle of Badr was also Habashi Ghulam Hadar Wahshi ibn Harab, who killed Hamza radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, was black from Abyssinia, but he was the one, after embracing Islam, he killed Musaylamah bin Qazzab, the liar prophet. So Hazrat Yasir and Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who martyred first in Makkah al-Mukarramah, she was also a black woman. And there are Abdullah ibn Mubarak, such a great alim, he was a black. There are so many names, I don't have time to go in detail. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to respect them. Now the last hadith, in Hajjat al-Wada, Rasulullah ﷺ very openly mentioned, and that was a manifesto of the religion of Islam. And that was the last ceremony Rasulullah ﷺ delivered at the place called Arafah. Abdullah ibn Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قَالَ خَتَّبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي وَسَطْ اَيَّامِ التَّشْرِيبِ. Rasulullah ﷺ addressed us in Ayyam al-Tashreeq, Khutbat al-Wada. And in that khutbah, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا أَيُّ النَّاسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. That your Lord is only one Lord. وَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And your dad, your father also one, Adam alayhi salam. Allah, لَا فَضَّ لِعَرَبِيٍّ عَلَى عَجَمِيٍّ وَلَا عَجَمِيٍّ عَلَى عَرَبِيٍّ وَلَا لِأَحْمَرْ عَلَى أَسْوَدٍ وَلَا أَسْوَدَ عَلَى أَحْمَرْ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. There is no superiority of Arab upon the non-Arabs or foreigners. Or there is no superiority of the foreigners upon the Arab person. There is no superiority of the black complex upon the white, and white upon the black, illa bittaqwa. Only the superiority will be regarded inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taqwa and piety. Whoever will adopt the taqwa and piety, he will gain the success and he will become the close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the teaching of Islam. We should not discriminate anyone because of the color of his skin. And we only look at his amal, his actions, and try to adopt the taqwa and piety. So that's why we can be successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many brothers living with us, amongst us. We should not hate them. We should not discriminate. This is not allowed in Islam. May Allah save all of us and give us a tawfiq.